Join the conversation on Facebook.
Like the Cape Talk page to stay up to date.
20 to 4 it is. Mike Wills in for John Motham. John, by the way, back this time next week. Now let's talk about a serial puppy solicitor. Jaco Pieterse is the chief inspector for the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, and he joins me now on Cape Talk. Jaco, a very good afternoon to you. What exactly is a puppy solicitor?
Afternoon, Mike, and thank you for this opportunity. So this puppy solicitor is very well known to all the Cape Town residents because he either uses puppies and sells them to make money, or he would be using the puppies to beg for money from passerbys, and people then feel sorry for him, and then he basically makes money that way by exploiting animals for an income.
So where does he get those puppies from?
That's the golden question. There's been reports that he allegedly steals the puppies. Unfortunately, we can't prove that. But yeah, that's the golden question.
But he has been prosecuted.
Yes, he's been found guilty on various charges. The SPCA has worked tirelessly to get this man before the courts. And it's not easy to prove these types of cases. And fortunately, the City of Cape Town amended their animal keeping bylaw last year, and using animals to beg has been declared illegal within the City of Cape Town. And that was the start where we could actually finally get him before the courts and get him prosecuted.
Explain how that law works. So if I'm begging, I'm not allowed to have an animal with me.
That's correct. So in terms of the animal keeping bylaw, you cannot use animals to beg for money. And also at the same time, you also cannot sell animals in a public space or on a public road. So the excuse always would be before that he's not selling the animals when law enforcement or the SPCA arrives, but he's using them for begging. And that was not illegal previously. So now he cannot use that as an excuse anymore. And that is why we could then finally get him before the court.
Okay, but it's clearly illegal. You can't just sell a puppy beside the road. That I would understand. But using the puppy now to solicit donations is, you say, an illegal thing.
Correct, within the City of Cape Town. And it's not just the act of using these animals to solicit for money, but also there's animal welfare concerns because they stand in the full sun. The animals don't have access to water. They're being sometimes tied to a pole. And it's just not humane to solicit money from people using animals. They should use other methods to try and make money. Rather, try and sell pens next to the road or have a signboard asking for money, but there's no need for animals to be used.
What should people do if they see animals being abused in this way?
So from our point of view, they must please report it to the SPCA, or they need to phone the City of Cape Town's law enforcement.
All right. What number would you give for the SPCA, and how can people find it if they can't write it down now? Where is it available?
So easy. They can Google the Cape Town SPCA or Cape of Good Hope SPCA, and they'll find it. The number is 021-700-4158 or 9. It's answered 24/7. Alternatively, they can contact the city's law enforcement on 021-480-7700.
Jaco Pieterse, thank you very much indeed. Chief Inspector of the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. Yeah, it is illegal to use animals to beg. I would like it to be illegal to use young children. I understand the circumstances. Maybe parents just have nowhere to put the child, have no money, so they take the child with them. But I have a deep suspicion in many instances the child is being used effectively as a tool for begging. And there could be, maybe, somewhere that child could be. It's something that makes me feel deeply uncomfortable, I must admit, when I see a child beside the road with someone who is begging.